Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
This is Steven. I think we were having a conversation and the phone went off.
I don't recall, sir.
Hello?
Sir?
I said you and I were having a conversation a few minutes ago and the line went off.
Yes, sir. You weren't talking to me, sir.
Okay. All right. Somebody used my card to make a transaction, and your phone number came up. So I was calling to find out when and what's going on, because I never authorized any sales over here, but I'm seeing your number attached to that sales, to that transaction.
Yes, sir. May I please have the zip code?
30044.
Thank you for that. And the first and last name?
Steven Yenzu.
Thank you for that. And please verify the address.
The address is 702 St. Malo Drive. Lawrenceville 30044.
Thanks for that. Yes, sir, and thank you for that information. I see that you have the Erexerin, which is our male testosterone product, and I also see that you're also out of the trial period.
Right. Anybody who authorized that, the first time that our sales would audit, it was a trial. I told them that I do not want it, so they should cancel the order. That guy is a scum. Initially, they sent me 2 bottles, and I told them to cancel because I do not like that. So they should cancel that order. And this guy have sent me for $85, $87, $53. I never authorized that. You guys should put the money back into my account, please. I never made that authorization. That is a scum, and I don't appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at the call history now. I see no records of the call-in. But we can offer you a 35% of a discount.
I don't even use it. The first one that you guys gave me, I did not even use that. It's lying in the car. You see, what I don't understand with some of these guys is that, and somebody told me online, and I did not believe that. They told me that you guys will give a trial. The first time you gave me a trial the trial was $5 and something. And then later on, you told me that I said, I don't like it because when the medicine came, it was giving me palpitation. My heart was beating very fast. And something I was going to, I told them that, look, they should cancel my order. I don't want anything. Actually, he gave me a refund. The guy even gave me a refund for that and told me to keep the bottles. So now why would he now scum me like that? I never authorized anything. I did not do that transaction. The first 2 bottles, I can't even send the first bottles to you back. It's like I've not even done anything with the first 2 bottles. I've not even opened, tried any of them. I tried the first, my heart was beating very fast, so I stopped. So why would they bring another 2 bottles when I've only been using the first 2, and I don't even like it?
So from what I can see here, I don't see any call-ins in the system, sir. Whenever our customers call in to cancel, we get the cancellation numbers verbally, and they will
okay,
be sent
let me ask
email.
You. Let me ask you this. The first time, how much did they charge me for the first 2 bottles?
This was a 14-day trial, sir, and on day 14, it would be the customer.
Thank you.
And it would
thank
be
you, the 14-day trial.
It was a 14-day trial, and it would be the customer's responsibility to call us on day 14. Otherwise, they will be charged the full amount on day 15.
I called before the day 14. I called you before the day 14. Look, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not using the product. I can send the product back to you guys, all of them, because you guys is a money back guarantee, right? I can send the 4 bottles to you because I'm not using them. I don't like them. It's giving me palpitations. Why would I get something that is giving me palpitations? I'm not scamming you guys. The 4 bottles are here. I can send them to you guys tomorrow morning for you to prove what I'm telling you. I'm not using them. I don't need them. The 14-day trial, I called before the 14-day trial to tell the guy that I wouldn't need that anymore. He was trying to give me some discount. I said, I wouldn't even need that. I don't want him.
Hypox is supposed to help improve your energy and your stamina and also increase the blood flow, and we can offer you a 50%
I don't want it because the stamina, okay, you guys said there's a money-back guarantee, right?
We have a no return and no refund policy after the trial period is up, sir.
No, but you guys said there's a money back. Look, whichever way, I can still take my money back. So I don't even know how you want to dispute with me at this point. I never authorized this transaction.
If
I went to Bank of America. Bank of America, I did not authorize this transaction. I never authorized it. And you guys were saying there is a money-back guarantee behind this medication. So if the customer doesn't like it anymore, then there has to be a money-back guarantee on that. And I've not even used it. Like I'm telling you, I can send the money. So let me ask you this. If you guys believe in your medication and you believe in this supplement, then why are you not standing by a money-back guarantee policy?
Sir, I just answer the calls for the company, sir. I have no control over their terms and their conditions and their policies. We just relay the message from the company to the customer. We have no control over that, but we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 35%.
35% for what? For medicine I'm not using? For supplement I'm not using? It doesn't make sense, though. 4 bottles lying over here, 4 of them. That I've not even touched. 4 bottles. And the guy told me that even before they'll make any. Okay. If you guys have 14 days trial, then why are you guys sending me the medication now?
We can offer 14 you 50%
days trial, why is the medicine? Huh?
We can offer you a 50% of a refund, sir.
Why are you guys doing this? I don't want it. I don't want it. And if there's a money back guarantee, then you should take the whole thing back.
Sir, there is a no money guarantee back after the trial period is over with. Sir, we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 75%. That's the highest that we're able to go. And that would be off of both charges, not just one.
Up on both charges.
Yes, sir.
So 70% on the first one and 70% on this.
Yes, sir. It would be 75% off of both of them.
How much was the free trial?
It would have been for the shipping and handling, sir.
Yes, how much was it?
For the shipping and handling, it would have been $14.08, and that's for a full of a 30-day supply.
You see, that is exactly what I do. Okay. Look, check this out. Check this out. I'm just trying to let you know that this supplement line over here, after getting off the phone with you right now, if we don't come into any concern, these bottles over here, they'll be in the trash because I don't like them. So either I send them back to you because I've not opened the last two you sent to me. It's not open yet. So either I send them back to you with the first two, send them back to you, and you guys can resell it for something because I'm not going to use it. So why
would
I do
something? We do not accept returns, sir, due to cross-contamination. examination to what's going on in the world, regardless of the package condition.
Okay. All right. And then whoever authorized the transaction will have to deal with that, because I never authorize anything. I don't even do deals. I don't make deals like that. I don't even make deals that 14-day straw or something like that. I don't do stuff like that. Why do you want to offer me 75% when 75% when in actuality I'm not even using it? And this thing is very expensive. $87.53 for what? No.
And with the 75% refund, you also get an automatic cancellation where you won't be billed or shipped anything else further.
Hey, yeah, because we didn't get into the contract anyway. So there's no contract on that. So even if I tell you right now that I don't want it, I do think I was going to tell you for 75% and let it be like that. I will still have you to cast the council. The future, what's called future transaction, the goods. Man, so the guy was right, though. The guy told me not to do it because that's what you guys do. To do this, I don't know if it's you. I don't think it's you, but he's telling me that a company does that. They will let you know, and later on, they will charge you unexpectedly. I called this guy, and I called him on the phone. The guy was trying to convince me to stay on the meds. And I told him to refund the money to me, refund the 14-day trial money back to me. He said, okay, the money has been refunded. So now he didn't refund anything. And he lied, he just what charged me again for $87. He told me everything has been refunded to my account because he said 14 trial, the 14 days. I said, you know what? I don't like it because it's giving me palpitations.
Okay, I have issued the full refund of the $87.43 and the $89.65, and that'll be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days, and I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Yeah, give me the confirmation number. Thank you so much.
And see,
I know it's not your fault. Okay, hold on. Go on. C as in what?
C as in Charlie, 810319.
C as in Charlie, 813.
The cancellation number is going to be sent to your email, sir, within 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't need it. I thought you were going to give me the confirmation number.
It's C as in Charlie, 810391.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.